Well, hello everyone. Welcome. My name is DeCourcy Williams, and this is the Uplifting Words Podcast. And I want to wish peace, love, and happiness to each and everybody listening to the sound of my voice. How is everybody doing? I hope you're having a wonderful week. I hope you had a wonderful weekend last weekend. And we're here at the country kind of taking a pause in the middle of reopening up. We're still dealing with coronavirus, so people were pushing for the country to go ahead and reopen and get things going again. But there is a super surge in cases in a lot of states, Texas, Florida. The governors of, I believe it was New York, New Jersey, and there was a third state up there. But they put a mandatory ban on visitors just because they don't want. And see, the thing is, people don't want the experts. They don't want the hospitals to get overrun. Because once you get the hospitals overrun, then the people with like regular ailments, people have with cancer and pregnant women and people that are just generally sick, there's not going to be any room for them. So that's what this whole thing has been from the start. So, but it does seem to be a lot of conflicting information because there are some places where people are just kind of doing their own thing and there has been no uptick in cases. And then there are some places where it's just like going back through the roof. So, man, it's a whole lot of uncertainty. This is what a time to be alive, to see and witness all of this. This podcast, by the way, is now sponsored by my new blog. I call it Corsi's Online Treasures. You can find it at www.96... 9w6e.com. And I've got stuff there about wine. I've got stuff there about my coffee. People in there learning how to work from home. There's some, you can watch free TV, cutting the cable from your cable companies, play video games and get paid. You could use their chat service and get paid. I just got a whole lot of things going on there. So there'll definitely be a link for that down in the show notes. I invite you all to go check it out. It's a new endeavor that I'm working on. And don't forget, I'm still on Instagram, Corsi the Wine Lover. You can follow me there for my wine exploits. I'm actually working on a video now. The wine company that I'm partnered with, I just got my shipment for the month of June. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited to try some. Oh, and I also did a wine tasting video that I'm working on too. So been trying to keep myself busy here. But on top of that, shout out to the people that have been ordering the Uplifting Words Mastermind Productivity Journal. I do see you guys. A couple of people have picked it up, and I know that they're looking to take their daily habits to the next level. They want to focus on their daily tasks and their daily goals. So I still invite you guys, visit Amazon, check out the Uplifting Words Mastermind Productivity Journal, and get started on your 30 days of focusing on your goals. So, in the news, there's been some more other disturbing news. I want to know why people, when they get caught on camera saying something crazy, and then they try to issue an apology, and they always say something like, "That's not in me." And I'm like, I don't understand that. What do you mean? Like, you said it. So it was in you. Like, how is... Okay, let me give a little context. So there's a video going around, and I guess it was some... It was a Black Lives Matter protest, and I guess there were some counter Black Lives Matter protesters, and there was this one particular woman sitting on the back of a truck with a Confederate flag, and she's screaming at Black Lives Matter protesters. And one thing that she said that really flipped this whole thing and made it go viral, she said, "I am going to teach my grandchildren to hate you all." And she said it several times, and she's got a Confederate flag draped over her body. And she's just screaming, like, "I hate and I'm proud of it," or something like that. But the main thing was, "I'm going to teach my grandchildren to hate you all." And that's the thing, man. That's why this racism isn't going anywhere. Because that's what people are teaching their kids and their grandkids. So it keeps going on. But anyway, after it went viral, she got called out. And you know how quickly social media works. She tried to offer up this little half apology, and the thing that she said was, "That's not in me." So I'm just curious, like, if you say something, if you wouldn't have got caught, if it wouldn't have been filmed, would you even have anything to say? Like, of course you wouldn't, because you said what you said, and that is in you. So, and then she claimed that she blacked out and didn't realize what she was saying. Like, I mean, it's all very sad. Very, very sad. I don't know. Maybe when you see yourself on video and you see how ridiculous you look, you've got like that remorse, that buyer's remorse, and you're like, wow, I really look like a fool. But don't apologize and say that that's not in me when you did it. Like, I can't walk up to somebody on the street and slap the crap out of them and then try to apologize and say that that wasn't in me. That's not who I am. That is who I am, because I did it. I mean, I don't know. Am I making sense to anybody else? Because when people offer up the little half-assed apologies, basically what it was, like, how do you turn around and say that that's not me? Like, I don't understand that part. Hilarious thing. Shout out to, I believe her name is Sarah Cooper. She's on TikTok and her videos have gone viral. And basically what she's done is she's taken Trump speeches and she basically plays the audio, but she lip syncs them. And I think what that does is that it gives people an opportunity to see like what Donald Trump says. If you don't see it coming from him, if you just see it coming from some random person, you might stop for a second and be like, wow, this dude is crazy. Like, what is he talking about? I mean, if she'll just take a clip from any of his when he speaks publicly, basically, and she'll just lip sync. But it'll still be his voice, be all his sound effects. And if there's other voices like in the clip, she'll kind of act those out, too. I mean, she's a comedian, so she puts a funny little twist on it. But unfortunately, there's like truth in her humor, because if you look at her mouthing what Donald Trump is saying, like you really get a sense of like, yo, this dude is off of his rocker. Like, so maybe this woman, I can't remember her name, but this woman saw herself on video screaming about, I'm going to teach my grandchildren to hate you all. And, you know, maybe she did feel a little remorse. Maybe she did feel sorry. Who knows? And that's the problem in this country. Like, it's hard to tell who people, when people are being genuine and when they're just saying it because they got caught, basically. And, like, everything in my being tells me that she just apologized because she got caught. So, but anyway, that was one thing in the news that kind of, what in the world is going on? So, outside of that, what I want to talk about today, though, let's get off of that. I want to talk about you and your dreams and four quick steps that you could take to jump out of the end of this pandemic and kind of get things back on track. Now, whether the country reopens back totally or not, there are some things that you can do to make sure that you're on the upswing coming out of this pandemic. So I'm going to talk about that for the rest of this podcast. Because like I said, news is depressing. It really is. So, quick tip though, I can tell you when I first wake up, a lot of times I try to turn on YouTube and there's this channel that I watch. The guy's name is Evan Carmichael, and I think the name of his channel is Be Inspired. He releases daily motivational videos, and like that's what I'm putting into my system first thing in the morning. That's like the first thing. So, And actually, spoiler alert, that's like the first tip. What you do first thing in the morning is very, very important. That sets the tone for your day. That sets the tone for your mood. And it allows you to, you know, either have a glass half empty kind of day or a glass half full kind of day. So let me take a quick break, drop a commercial here to pay some bills, and I will be right back. All right, well, thank you very much for sticking with me. Welcome back. And just going over some general news items, news articles for the day. But what I want to do is give four quick steps about how you can overcome not only the pandemic. I was listening to another podcast, and being black in this country, growing up, there's a certain point where you realize this game is, the cards are stacked against us. The game is not played the same way for black people as it is for perhaps our white counterparts. There are some things that we are going to have to massively overcome in order to even get a part of the same chance that some other people in this country get. So there's going to be some steps that must be taken. And whether the country reopens up totally from the pandemic or not, that's not going to be an issue. I'm always talking about going after your dreams and following like your passions, but there's some work that needs to be done in that. So these quick four steps can be taken by you as part of the work. So the first step is you want to get some knowledge. You want to kind of research where it is that you want to do, where it is that you want to go, and what it is that you want to do. Now, I know that can be a loaded question, because you start talking about, well, are you talking about what I want to do for the rest of my life? Like, I'm 20 years old and I'm supposed to figure out what I want to do like forever. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about there are seasons in your life. There's times for everything. I have never believed that a person is supposed to go to work for something, for a company, for a business, and that be their only place. I have always believed that you should jump around to different organizations, different businesses, and get what you can from that place and then move on. Like, there's a shelf life. I worked most of my life in kitchens. And people that work in restaurants and they end up working there for 15, 20, 25 years, that is way beyond the shelf life like of a restaurant worker. I mean, unless you've got that clear path for promotion and that's what you want to do, from like maybe you start off in like the kitchen cooking and then you move up to maybe a supervisor and then a manager, then a regional manager. Like if you've got those clear paths in mind that you want to do, that's fine. I'm not talking about the people that's content in what they want to do. I'm talking about if you want to add more to your repertoire so that when the time comes when you want to take the steps to be on your own and do your own business, you've got so much knowledge accumulated. Maybe you've got some contacts set up, like you know people in certain areas, that certain things won't be so hard for you. So that's part of that getting research. Maybe you go work for a company for like a year or two and get what you can out of that company and then move on to another one. Also getting research, watching YouTube videos, listening to podcasts, like reaching out for different information from different sources. I've also never believed that you should only get your information from one source. There's so much information out here. You can get information from several different sources. So that's the first step. Get a little knowledge, get some resources. Number two, be aware of yourself and what you want. You got to identify for yourself. And that comes with personal development. You got to know what you're good at, what you're not good at. You're going to have to identify maybe some potential team members or some people that you can hook up with, but I'm getting ahead of myself there. But you want to mostly be aware of yourself, your gifts, your strengths, where you might be lacking. Now, there are two schools of thought on that. The areas where you might be lacking, some people say that you should go all in on those areas to get better, because where you're already good, that'll kind of compensate for your shortcomings. So you want to lift your shortcomings up a little bit. There are some other people that say, forget the stuff that you're bad at, focus on what you're good at. Now, I lean more towards the focusing on what you're good at, because you can always outsource some of those things that you're not so good at. For instance, if you are going into a business to maybe open up a restaurant, if your gift is connecting with people and talking to customers and handling your employees, you don't want to have to deal with stuff like maybe tax work or some other facet of whatever business industry that you're into. You can like hire somebody else to take care of that. You can get a partner that can handle some of that, or that's good at that other stuff that you're not so good at. And you focus on your gifts and your talents and let other people kind of handle the other stuff. So that's the second step. Be aware of what you want. You got to identify what it is that you want. And like I said, that comes from personal development, realizing yourself. Number three, you got to pick how you're going to get where you want to go. You got to pick what's called a vehicle. Now, there's a lot of people, everybody talking about you got to use money to make money. You got to, if you want to be successful, you got to have some money into the game. Okay, so if you got a job and you're making only like $30,000 a year and you don't have the money, Like, what other vehicle can you use to build up your capital to that'll take you to where you want to go? And that's called picking the vehicle. Say if you have to get a second job to make some extra money, you might have to DoorDash. You might have to maybe go on Fiverr and sell some other services that you offer. Maybe if you're a graphic designer, do that on the side. Maybe get into real estate, flip properties. That'll be a good way to make a lot of money so you can have the funding to get to where you want to go. And then number four, you want to make sure that you surround yourself with people and get the exposure. Now, exposure is everything. Like, you don't know what you don't know. And if you continue to not know what you don't know and hang around people that don't know anything, then you're going to be in the same exact boat. So what you got to do is change your circle of influence and get around some people that can show you some different things, some people that can show you how to navigate basically whatever it is that you want to get to. So that's the fourth one, is surrounding yourself, is getting exposure to different people, different situations, things like that. So that's the four steps. Number one is research. Number two, be aware of what you want to do. Identify what it is that you're good at, what you're not good at. Number three is going to be pick a vehicle to build up your capital to get you there. Pick how you're going to get to where you want to go. And then number four, get around some other people that's knowledgeable. Get around some people that can help you out, give you some pointers and give you some tips. So that's what I have. Those are the four steps that I have. And like I said, it's something that you can use, and it doesn't matter about the pandemic situation. Like, this is more about personal development and really digging down and knowing yourself, which is once again why I talk about the Uplifting Words Mastermind Productivity Journal. Another good way to find out more about yourself is to write things down, and consistently write things down. If you can't write things down, dictate things to your phone. On our phones, no matter if you got Apple or Google, I'm pretty sure you got like a voice recorder, like a memo or something. You can just operate that and just talk. Just like, get your thoughts out of your head is the main thing. So that's why I'm always talking about the Uplifting Words Mastermind Productivity Journal. It is a tool that will definitely help you to get those goals crushed. And let's start to get some dreams realized, man, because it's a lot of people out here suffering. It's a lot of us out here suffering, and it doesn't need to be like that. So on another note, it's kind of a side note. I want to talk about another conversation I was having with a buddy of mine. There was a time where we didn't get these participation trophies, and we've all heard about them, and we've all heard how people think that they're detrimental to a child's development or just a person's development in general. Now, being older, I can say that when I was young, we didn't have these big celebrations like when kids are graduating from kindergarten, moving to the first grade, or from third grade on to the fourth. Like, there were no parties, no videos or pictures being taken, because we understood that that's what was supposed to happen. Like, you were supposed to move on to the next grade. And my family, they weren't in the habit of celebrating things that they felt that you were supposed to be doing anyway. But on the other hand, maybe they had it wrong. Maybe the celebration of the small wins, and that's what I'm talking about here with my journal, is compounding those small wins over and over again so you get used to winning, so that winning becomes part of your psyche. So when you celebrate a child graduating from like kindergarten to first grade and from first grade to second grade, that's those small wins, and that helps build that child's confidence, and that helps them look forward to doing the work to accomplish the next goal. And isn't that what I'm talking about when it comes to building wins up? So it's one of those things that I was on the fence about in the conversation, because I was raised in the, you're not getting celebrated for something that you're supposed to be doing anyway. But I can see merit in, because when we get grown, when we get to be adults, And we have to kind of revert back to kind of a childhood stage to kind of start some processes over in our lives. I mean, if you don't, you're just going to get the life that you've been given. But when it comes to making a change to do something different or do something better, it feels like you have to go back to when you were younger and you have to retrain your mind. And when I say retrain your mind, you have to retrain yourself to expect winning. And the way to expect winning is to start winning, win small though, and then build up to bigger and bigger wins. So I don't know, just something I wanted to throw out there. It was a conversation I was having with a buddy of mine, and I was really on the fence about, because now I can see the merit of celebrating those small victories, because that's what kind of what we have to do here. So, but anyway, I'd love to hear your thoughts. Drop me a message, drop me a DM if you feel the same way, if you feel that you shouldn't celebrate things that quote unquote are supposed to happen. Or if you think, especially in a young child's developmental stage, if you get them used to winning, if you get them used to celebrating the small stuff, they can go on to do bigger and bigger and bigger things. So I'm on the fence, I'm not gonna lie, but I think I'm really leaning more towards, well, now that I'm older, I see the merit of celebrating the small stuff to lead up to the bigger stuff. So anyway, that's what I have for you guys. I hope you got a little bit of value. Like I said, I would love to hear from you. So drop me a message if you're on the Anchor app. You can actually leave me a voice message. If not, send me a DM on Instagram. I'm at Corsi the Wine Lover. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Twitter. You can actually email me from my site, Corsi's Corner of Online Treasures. And I'd love to see you there too. See all the amazing things and wonderful programs that we have set up for you guys. I'll leave you guys with this. There was a time also younger when I was younger, when people would say, it's good to invest. It's good to have that side gig. It's good to have that that little extra money coming. The way our society is set up now, you have to invest. You have to have that side gig. You have to live your life to leave that legacy for the next generation, or else your generational curses are just going to continue to go and go and go. Just like that lady that said, I'm going to teach my grandchildren to hate you all. Like, that's not a generational thing that you want to hand down to young people. You want to hand down prosperity. You want to hand down wealth. You want to hand down information. So that's what I have for you guys. So hope you have a wonderful weekend. Hope you all have a prosperous and productive week. I'm going to be adding things to my blog, by the way. So when you go to the blog, make sure you bookmark it. Make sure you check back often. There's going to be some things that's going to help people out mentally. There's going to be some health benefits, like physical health benefits. I've got some money making tips. I've got, you can play games and win crypto. And I'm talking about like games like the Street Fighter and Tekken and NBA 2K, NBA 2020. I'm talking about like updated video games, and you can play online, play in league battles. Anyway, go to the website. It explains all of that. I gotta get out of here, guys. Thank you very much for joining me, and I will see you in the next one.